There might be only a couple of dozen in each mini-missile, but that could be enough, particularly if they infiltrated the ship's control systems. In retaliation, the Paramount launched a series of ground strikes against the origin of the missiles. Axe had expected this, too. Instead of saving the munitions for fending off the hexes they already had, they were potentially being wasted on the people who had sent them. Punishment could wait, in her opinion. Better to be alive and angry than dead. She turned her attention back to the fighters. The debris field was much clearer than it had been, with only a random scattering of individual hexes left. The infected Republic ships had come around and were accelerating headlong for the Imperial fleet, doing what she had feared they would do once the Second Fleet was identified. To the people of Zabatin, to Lima Zandrit, the Empire was enemy number one. Everyone else had to wait their turn.
"Target the drives," she ordered the fighters. "Only the drives. We don't want to break them up, whatever you do. We have to avoid creating another debris field for the fleet to wander into."
"How do we destroy them, then?" asked one of the pilots.
"We let gravity do it for us," she said. "Once they can't maneuver, either the planet or the hull will drag them in."
"They're not the orders I'm receiving from Colonel Kalish,"
protested a squad leader.
"I know that."
The Paramount was still worried that the approaching ships were intending merely to ram them.
"I'm the only authority you need to worry about out here. The first pilot who punctures the hull on one of these ships will get a torpedo up their afterburner. Understood?"
"Understood. All right, you have your orders, people. Let's get to it."
The fighters peeled off to pursue their new objectives. Meanwhile, the first infected Imperial ship was beginning to behave erratically.
"Master, I urge you again to move the Paramount to a safe distance."
Where reason had already failed, she attempted flattery.
"Were the unthinkable to occur, we would be left without your leadership."
"Perhaps that would be prudent,"
Darth Kratos agreed. Max barely heard him. In the background, filling the bridge of the Paramount, a familiar voice was shrieking. She switched channels to the one Colonel Kalish had used to broadcast his message to the ground.
"We do not recognize your authority!"
For an instant, Axe thought that her mother was broadcasting to the Imperial ships. Then she realized, with something that might have been a twinge of disappointment, that the voice had the slightly wooden quality of a droid. Why a droid, and not Zandrit herself? While the fighters attacked the infected ships, and the Paramount slowly ascended out of danger, Axe considered the pros and cons of broadcasting a message herself. It might give her mother cause to hesitate before launching more hexes at the Imperial fleet. But what could she possibly say to this woman she hardly remembered, if she was alive at all? "I am a Sith now. I have no family." That certainly wasn't going to help. The retaliatory strikes launched by the Paramount detonated on the surface of the world far below. What had already been a bright hot spot suddenly became a whole lot brighter, and Axe wondered if the question of her mother's survival was now completely moot. Two more missiles launched from a different hot spot entirely. Then the first of the infected Imperial ships exploded, spreading hexes all through the fleet. With the survival of her own kind now at stake, she forced herself to concentrate on what really mattered. Chapter 29. The Auriga Fire's tri-laser cannon emplacements were to port and starboard, just forward of its hyperdrives. They angled out slightly so they could cover every inch of the ship in